Bank of Ireland is donating €1 million in emergency funding to communities with urgent needs arising from the COVID-19 pandemic. Bank of Ireland Chief Executive Francesca McDonagh joins us this morning. But before we talk about the emergency funding being donated by the bank, can I ask you first about customers who have applied for a three-month stay on their mortgage? How many applications has the bank received?
Hi, good morning, Patricia. You're right, we take our role in the Irish economy and society very seriously. And in addition to the 1 million donation that we've made to the most severely impacted by COVID-19 in Ireland, and we're also offering a range of banking services to support customers during this time. You mentioned the payment break on mortgages. We've had 15,000 applications for mortgage payment breaks so far up until the end of March. And just to put that into perspective, normally, before COVID, we would typically get just two or three applications for a break each day. And we've seen on some peak days that demand go up to 2,000 applications. We're also seeing requests and supporting requests from businesses in Ireland. We've had 5,000. Around half of those are requesting payment breaks on loans, but also the other half are seeking working capital facilities. And many of those are coming from hospitality and tourism. So about 30% of those requests are from the hospitality sector and 14% from retail.
Okay. So many of your customers never thought they'd be making that call to your bank looking for a break, particularly on their mortgage. Are you making it easy for them? Is this a straightforward process, or do customers have to jump through a lot of hoops to get that break?
No, we've been working with other banks in Ireland and through the BPFI to have a really consistent approach to help customers. So we're seeking to make this as straightforward as possible. So, for example, we've enabled customers to request a payment break online, and we're now seeing that 80% of requests are coming online. Customers can also call us, but often it's quicker to make that request through our online new process.
How many customers have you turned down for the break in their mortgage?
That would be a very small number. We're not, like I said, we're not making customers jump through hoops. We're making this a very simple process. We recognise that many people in Ireland would have had an absolute cliff edge fall in their income. And we want to get them back on track once the economy hopefully does come out of this public health crisis. So our focus is really on enabling customers to make those payment breaks for a three-month period.
Now, this isn't 3 months mortgage-free. It'll be added on at the end of a mortgage, or will it be added on after the 3 months on top of the mortgage?
So for mortgage customers, we've done everything possible to make the interest payment as manageable as can be. So interest and capital payments that are missed due to, for example, 3 month payment breaks are spread out over the remainder of the term of the loan. Now, that may be for, let's say, a 10-year period, so it makes the monthly increase as manageable as possible. For business customers, often the term of the loan is much shorter. So often the three-month break would be just added to the end of the tenor of the normal loan.
Okay. You have closed branches and reallocated staff. Is that are they dealing with calls from your customers now?
Yeah. So we made a decision early on, and also in line with government advice about staying at home, to close some of our smaller branches that there was just no footfall. And we've allocated the staff that were working in those branches to some of the larger branches where we can implement social distancing to protect customers and our colleagues, but also to answer calls. And we've seen footfall reduce in branches after the more recent government restrictions by over 40%, whereas the inbound call volume into our contact centres has increased by 80%. And obviously, it's very important that we're here to provide services as a bank, but the announcement that we made today about the €1 million donation to charities is also for members of the society that we work in that are really exposed. So just if I want to give a really specific example of the 1 million,
you could do very, very briefly, Francesca.
Yes, sure. Has been allocated to people, to charities who support people who are suffering domestic abuse. And that's in response to the Community Foundation for Ireland's advice on charities that need this money most, for example, Safe Ireland, but also other charities for help, for example, Age Action.
Okay, unfortunately, we've run out of time. We'll leave it there. Francesca McDonagh, Chief Executive of Bank of Ireland, thank you. More business news at 8:30. For now, back to you, Audrey.